Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, looky, looky, looky. Look, the gang is all here. Remember Retro yesterday? We were doing the show, and I think near the end, you had said, well, is he going to be sick when he gets back? So he goes on holidays, and then whenever he comes back from being away, is he going to be sick? The answer is yes. Credit to you, Rhett. Well, as always. Right once again.
You asked?
The Rhettster.
It was an easy... plant your flag in that hot take, you're going to be right 100 times out of 100.
You're blaming the drinking water, but I hear a very much, there's some rasp in your voice.
Well, there's that too.
Which only comes, the last time you were, what, karaokeing?
Yeah.
After a bachelor party or something.
My sister's 40th.
Right.
Yeah.
Karaoke again, or what?
No, karaoke. Just some drinking games and such.
You've kind of got that thing. It's
pool party?
A lot of pool parties. A lot of pools, a lot of parties.
The fatigued vocal cord is what
strained.
We're dealing with here.
I'm glad almost that I woke up in the middle of the night shitting myself because it gave me a bit of an out of just drinking for 8 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's, you know what?
Because that's not the biz.
The thing about it is you never hear that, right? Right when you go on a Mexican or on a vacation to not drink the tap water, make sure you're always drinking bottle. You'd think they'd try and tell you that sort of stuff.
It's doing great till
that'd be a thing.
4 a.m. today.
Yeah.
Quick wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan.
It's all right. We knew it was going to happen and it happened.
I was telling Red,
I know.
You know, as I do, I'm on social media and between your wife and that, I see things that are going on. And it's one of these things where there's photos or whatever and it'll be two or three people sitting on a beach in their chair and they're having their little drink or whatever. And then without fail, at the end of the line, it's like, yee! Woo! Like it's the Pinder thing. In every video, every photo, you are always on. There's no off switch on the Pinder machine.
A lot of new friends we added.
Yeah.
Friend bus continues to grow, right? You'd be proud of me.
Now, are they friends?
Yeah, you cut it off.
Yeah.
Family, in-laws.
I wonder... people be very disappointed on that ride back to the airport. It's like, geez, we're not going to be around Ryan anymore all day.
Yeah, 8 days was a lot. They were ready.
I'm going to miss being around Ryan the time.
They got their fill.
Yeah, I bet.
They hit their quotas.
So you, it was a wedding?
Wedding.
I'll be honest, which is the way to do it.
It's a good way to do it.
If you're small town, whatever, don't have your small town wedding. Don't do it. Go on a beach all-inclusive thing.
In Mexico, yeah.
And then a lot of people can't come. Perfect.
Great, even better.
Because chances are you don't want half the people there that you got to invite anyway. So you go on the hot vacation, you get your vacation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to cook, you don't have to clean. It's all taken care of.
Everyone's in great spirits. And it was an Aussie and a Texan. Where are you going to meet? In Bora Bora? No one can afford that. So you go to an all-inclusive.
That's right.
Texans and Aussies. It's a big personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Your voice is shot. Hey?
It's just awful.
Yeah. Your voice is shot.
It's doing so well. Until the last day.
Yeah. Well, we're here in the Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler. It's a Consumer's Choice Award winner. Calgary's favorite Chrysler Dodge dealer. McLeod Trail South, you know where it is.
Yeah.
TowerCrosser.com.
By Anderson Station.
See Surge. Might be seeing Surge very soon. Might be seeing him very soon. Might be swinging by the old Tower Chrysler here very quickly. So did you keep an eye? Were you up to speed on what was happening here? I don't know if you heard, Daryl Sutter, no longer head coach of the Flames.
I believe we texted that morning. Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't sure.
Find that second source.
Yeah.
I think when we saw Treliving not sign, it felt like Daryl had won the power struggle. But the more you talk to people, the more there was a thought that maybe, just maybe, it took Treliving leaving.
When did you stop screaming? Like 3 hours ago? Like when? What's going on in your chest and in your throat? When did the fatigue? When did it stop? Because it feels like it's still very. It's very fresh.
It's Friday tomorrow. I'm almost there.
I think when
no, I mean, look, when Treliving leaves, you think Daryl's won the power struggle, but there was a train of thought that it took Treliving leaving for people that were making those decisions to understand the magnitude of it. Because I don't think Maloney came to a different conclusion than Brad would have.
So is it a game? We've talked about it so much. I don't know.
No, I haven't heard your take.
Is it a game of chicken? Because I would think, here's the thing. If, say, you're the owner, and then you've got your general manager and, you know, John Bean is somewhere in here. And then you've got Don Maloney, who of course went up at this point. When you're informed that Brad Treliving may not be accepting, he's not going to take the contract extension, that he's going to be leaving. Is it a game of chicken? Do you think it's about money? Oh, he says he's leaving. He's not leaving.
No.
He wants more money. Because how else could it be that only after he's actually quit that you then take it serious that you have a coaching issue potentially and then let go of the coach?
I still
don't understand.
Yeah, it's dysfunctional. It is.
Because I would think, again, if your GM was ready to leave, that should be the indicator in and of itself.
Never mind all the other corners of the organization.
Yeah, all the other, everything else, and the interviews, the exit stuff, all of that.
Yeah, it's not just the players.
But at the 11th hour, when the GM is going to clean out his office, is there not listen, really, you're going to do this? Is this how bad it is? I just don't
We've been hearing about it for months, though. I mean, it wasn't surprising to anyone.
But it's surprising that they both left.
Well, they're both gone. One left. Yeah.
It's completely surprising because when Treliving left, we sat here as well. Clearly, Daryl's coming back.
Yeah.
And then they fire him 2 weeks later.
But that's the question, right? Did Tree live because of Daryl or did he just decide to leave? I mean, we probably won't know. And if we did ask, Tree would probably say, I was just leaving and not throw it on Daryl. Anyway.
Yeah, no one's going to just to put that story somebody
right?
else. Yeah,
and that's what
I think we could
said,
read the tea leaves and think that, you know, we felt like a power struggle from about the fall.
Anyway, we don't need to do this again.
It's all right. So what are we thinking? What's the latest hunch on GMs and now a coaching search?
Rhett both.
Well, see, now Rhett, we talked all year about this AI chat thing. Should we build a cover letter for you to apply? And which job do you want, GM or head coach?
Well, I should get the GM job first, and then I can hire myself as a coach. It makes
both
simplifies things.
You could go through the exhaustive. I think that happened with the junior team I used to cover, where the GM needed to hire a head coach and went through an exhaustive process and came to the conclusion that the best candidate was himself.
It me.
It can happen. It might be the case.
You get both salaries. That works.
We took a look at everything. And, it's just clear. So you might be, at the end of the day, both by virtue of being the most qualified for both, Rhett.
Jack, can we do this tomorrow?
And, well, again, with the AI, I could probably handle it. Because when I go to the draft or when I'm going to think about making a trade, I just go AI it and say, hey, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Should I trade Kadri for Montour?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right.
Yes or no?
Yes or no. Yeah, I can see how all that, because didn't you say before,
you're smarter, there's GMs are smarter than the AI? Like, what are you talking about?
Didn't you say you would just go off of central scouting every year? Because it seems like why are you sending guys around the globe, have scouts looking at every nook and cranny of the hockey world? Just take the central scouting, take the European scouting, that everyone else, that it's basically being done for you, and just use that.
The guys in Vancouver did that against, was it Nonis's draft track record?
Right,
they said if you took the top scoring first year eligible major junior only guy and you put it, it's like you have no scouting staff, you pay no one, and it was like a little bit better
just by using
some misses, but not as many as these guys who were paid.
Just Google NHL central scouting final rankings and you're done.
Well, they job justifying themselves. So go, no, don't take the central scouting guy, I got insight, this guy's way better.
Like Craig Conroy was just in
the one thing that,
what, Switzerland, right, watching the
Switzerland,
watching the tournament over there, the under-18s or whatever it is. So, Connie, stay home. Don't worry about it. We don't need you to go and scout this world tournament.
No.
It's a take.
You don't.
Okay.
Let's get that letter Brunette. Tomorrow. Eh? Brunette. I like that.
Andrew Brunette.
Yeah. You,
why not?
And I tell you what, they win the President's Trophy last year, the monster years for all those Panthers, and you had said they screwed up, this was a mistake, how could you not bring this guy back? And we didn't know where that issue was. Was it the salary, the contract? Was it they were trying to upgrade on him? Ah, he was just using Quenneville's system. But there's clearly a lot of reasons why you'd want Brunette.
The only thing I worry is that Bill Zito has been fairly spot on when it comes to the stuff with Calgary. It's like, we'll take Kachuk and we'll take Bennett. And here, we'll give you Emil Heinemann or whatever hell his name is.
And 2 seconds, but yeah.
Because I'm with you. It seemed like a slam dunk that he was going to get that job. What more could he have done in an interim basis? What more do you need to do to prove?
Playoffs,
yeah, you got swept by Tampa Bay in round two, and maybe it's because it was Tampa Bay and because it was a sweep that it hurts a little bit more than it should have, but...
Well, they barely
now, the basis it. Being, right, because a lot of people are talking about Andrew Brunette. Formerly, he was with Florida Panthers, and people are saying, well, one of these guys in Calgary had a career year with Andrew Brunette as the head coach, and the defenseman had a heck of a year with Andrew Brunette as a coach. Those two Florida Panthers, that one of them came around a little bit near the end of the season, the other guy didn't all year. Could these guys flourish under their old coach?
I would almost... two important reasons for sure, but to me, what he's done in helping Lindy Ruff in Jersey and getting that team to where they how they look right now is almost more important. Not to take anything away from Lindy Ruff, but I'm guessing and betting that Brunette has been a huge focal point in that dressing room and they're getting them to this level of success.
They've looked a lot different. Right, they were pretty leaky last year, and they've been very, very defensively stout this year.
It's not the craziest thing
so
out there for sure.
No. The only thing I dislike about it is you're really, and maybe you have to, but you're really catering to one guy.
Two, but yeah, one
if,
for sure.
You know what I mean? If
you're married to him,
maybe
though,
Brunette
right?
is an excellent coach. And that, yeah, and that the thing is, I think that Brunette is fairly well respected by a lot of guys that have played for him and around the league. And is probably, like we said, I was surprised he got fired. So he might be in a position where he should have an NHL head coaching job. So maybe I'm not, it feels like you're doing it for Huberto, but maybe there's a lot more to it than just that. He has done a hell of a job with Jersey. So who's to say he can't come here and do that?
I think you could argue that it would be more than that. That's almost a bonus if you wanted. That could be maybe what opens the door for him.
Right? Yeah.
But to your point, I remember talking to a former teammate of his, and he's like, I love this guy. This guy's just one of the best guys. And you can say, in a way, he has previous NHL coaching experience, mm-hmm. and he's been on a bench, and he's... I get what you're saying, but you also hear that when... coaches come up from the AHL when it's a young team. A lot of these young players were with this guy in the American mm-hmm. Hockey League, so they have a built-in relationship. It's already baked in.
Those are probably your two top candidates when you talk about the AHL coach here.
Yeah.
and both of them are still coaching. So I don't think there's probably a lot of dialogue at this point. And I think you let these guys keep winning. They're going to come in at very different price points. That's the only thing I would highlight, because this team hasn't paid a lot for a second coach when they're already paying one guy.
I forget who it was. I don't know if he was on our show or if it was a guy I talked to, but there's a difference between coaching in the East Coast, the AHL, the NHL, maybe. And my point is, it's almost easier to coach the AHL because all of those guys want one thing: to move up a level. Right? I feel like you're not going to get as much complaining or dissension, and you're going to get a buy-in by the group a little bit easier. And again, maybe I'm making light of it, but I just, in a way, I was thinking about this last night. Coaching the AHL would be a good gig because you know all those players want to get somewhere, and there's one way to do it, and how you use them and what you put in front of them is the. There's got to be buy-in, right?
I'll push back a little.
Do you know what I mean?
I can see like. You'd be more inclined to maybe toe the company line, knowing that this is what's going to get me to the next level, less bitching.
You're this close to adding zero to your salary. The flip side is that your best players get taken from you midseason and you get head cases. Like you get Kevin Rooney midseason and you lose Pelche and Duer. And we can – I think all those things we said are correct, but what you are is a 32-team league, and how do you use your group? I don't think this is a very veteran group. I don't think this is like the best roster in the A. I think they got an outstanding goalie and a good coach. I don't look at that group of D and be like, oh, there's lots of NHLers coming.
No.
But who do you do you know anything else about other AHL teams that tell you that they, you know what I mean? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm absolutely not saying that, but I don't know who's on the Wranglers D, let alone
Nick DeSimone would like a word.
Winnipeg's farm, right?
Maloche, yeah. I just think if you switch goalies, the series is already over for Abbotsford. We know that. Two overtime wins here. They lose last night. But I think there are some ways that it's easier in the A. There's also many reasons it's harder. Like, you'll deal with 45 players in a year, not like 28, 26. It travels way harder.
But those players have to buy into your system. Yeah. Whereas, and again, whether Darryl is as bad as everyone's making him out to be, whatever, it seems like today in the NHL, if you decide you don't like the coach, you just... I won't give you...
Yeah. We talked about it this week, and I'll just kind of catch up for you, Ryan. With what we saw happen with Blake Wheeler in Winnipeg, kind of clapping back a little bit in the public, and then now it comes out that Don Maloney says, I spoke with players and players' agents, and I talked to a lot of people, and it was clear, not that this is the you've given all the power to the players, but does this put the next head coach maybe in a bit of a tough spot? Because the players won this battle, their voices were heard. I just wonder if it can there be a lingering effect going into the next head coach who comes in?
Well, two things. First off, like the buck now gets passed to the players. They're the ones that have to show up and prove that the coach was the issue. But secondly, this wasn't the players winning. This was everyone that worked with Darryl. Like, when I talked to people around the organization, there was great relief when that news was announced, not by players, by people that have to work next to him. That tells me this wasn't a player coach issue. This was a Darryl everybody issue, which is how it ended.
Well,
last
to say the players weren't involved is...
No, I'm not saying they weren't, but it's...
Well, you said it's not a player's...
It's Darryl. More than that. It was Darryl against players, Darryl's against assistant coaches, Darryl against hockey ops. The GM decided not to come back. You know, your daily staff, whether that's trainers, medical people, everyone, the consensus that I was, you know, relayed was relief. Mm-hmm. And that means people weren't getting along with Darryl. And so were the players a big part of that? Absolutely. Was this simply a group of players saying, screw you, we're taking this guy down? I mean, I think that's misframing it a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big chunk, and it's too bad.
Like, I mean,
because the guy can coach. And we've said this a lot. A year ago, there was no one talking about Should he stay? Should he
like,
go?
If we want to get to the bottom of it, it's simple. Like, call your buddy Connie. Like, what was happening? How bad was it? I'm not going to, you know, I'm sure there's issues with the players, but I bet you it got well outside of that locker room. I know it got outside that locker room.
Yeah. Peter Maher was on with Rob.
Connie's not going to tell us.
No, well, I mean, you can, he's gone. I mean, when it's happening, you usually don't get much. But when a guy's gone, you can realize, yeah, like things got a little toxic.
Peter Maher on with Rob Curry yesterday.
Well, why don't you say, why don't you, if you're telling me to tell, call Conroy and report back what he says.
Report back to us. But if there's any confusion about whether this is just the players or not, you know all the people there. You can figure that out.
Peter Maher was on with...
probably not going to.
Yeah, I'll just stop talking. Hey, what else is going on? What else is happening? How's Buffalo?
Rainy still. Week of rain. It's not the best. Rob Ray's bored. Rob Ray's supposed to be out shooting turkeys. It's turkey season, you know.
Is it?
May 1st.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's not...
gobble, gobble.
Really? Delicious. Now, does the wild turkey taste different than the... the regularly murdered turkey that we buy in store?
I can't say that I've eaten it, but I've not heard that it's delicious. I've heard, much like most turkey dinners, I would imagine it's about the gravy.
Yeah.
The stuffing.
Have you seen how they do the turkeys?
Don't know that I need to.
Because I know in the U.S., doesn't the president always pardon one turkey or something? That's the whole thing every year. It's like, oh, well, here's blah, blah, blah. Here, this guy gets to go. And meanwhile, in the background, it's just, blah, blah, just turkeys dying. I think they, like, take them upside down and put them into, like, these funnels. Like, it's like a big cone.
Okay.
Foomp, and then the head, shink, and then the whink, and then they roll around, and the feathers, it's really quite something.
And you don't want to know what's in your hot dog.
I don't need to know it.
No.
You don't want to know what's in your hot dog.
I don't need to know what...
the wild turkey I know is not recommended. It's how your voice gets like this.
I was going to say. you and I were both bullish on the Edmonton Oilers, Rhett. And yesterday I had on my Betway Bets, I had Leon Draisaitl. Oilers to win and Leon 2+ goals. And it was a big payday. And it didn't take long for him to get those 2 goals. And I figured, here we go. Looky, looky. Winner, winner, turkey dinner. But no, the Vegas Golden Knights find a way to put 5 by Skinner and win it 6-4 with the empty netter.
I would have changed my opinion had I known that Edmonton was hanging out in LA for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that. At all.
Let Leon do
Who
that.
Made that effort?
Everyone else go home.
Well, they're probably thinking, don't take these donkeys to Vegas and let them sit around there for 2 days.
And you don't need to, yeah.
We're not going home.
Go home. Why?
Well, I don't know.
The players wanted to.
Well, it works. Wonders. Great, great call, whoever made that call.
Leon brilliant. Looks brilliant. Leon's
never
good.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, Leon's was all
Leon
business.
Was fine.
Yeah, where do they go to? Specter
Santa Monica.
On it.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Hanging out at the pier.
Honestly, I think that's idiotic. I truly do.
Santa Monica.
I could see for a night of staying in a...
All three.
Even then. When were they done?
Saturday.
Just hanging out in L.A.?
So what's...
Go home.
If you're professional, though, shouldn't you be able to do that? I'm sure they practice. You get practice ice... In L.A.?
Have your effing routine and don't be in a hotel room for...
Okay.
You're going to spend a lot... You're planning on going to the finals? Get out of a hotel room for a couple days.
They won Saturday night.
Like,
so.
You're going to get plenty of nights in a hotel room. Eating food that, even though it's catered and I'm sure they do the best, it's still not... It's not homemade. It's not... Right? Like...
So you would have gotten home
I disagree with it.
Late Saturday.
No, you'd be early Sunday morning. Gross. Yeah, like 3 a.m.
So Sunday's kind of, that's your off day. Then you'd practice Monday, fly Tuesday. So it's not
a lot of travel.
It's not a ton of time at home. Plus you talk about the waves and the
radiation
and stuff from being in the...
Condensation.
Yeah, that's why you get
consternation.
The red lights.
Constipation. which you do not struggle with these.
Now, are we talking about it if they won?
Probably not.
No.
But on, I saw
they didn't win. That's the whole point.
I get it. It's just, you know.
I saw
if they'd won, you would have been like, wow, that was a smart play. They got some rest. They got some vitamin D. Rhett loves vitamin D. They saved themselves all that radiation.
Good vitamin D.
Right? Like you can play it both
ways. How's the sunshine in Calgary right in Alberta? No vitamin. There's weather's no good in Alberta, right?
It's very sunny. Very nice. Oh. Leon.
They overthunk it.
Leon is, he's driving that team right now.
It's not close.
He put up 4 goals, and how about that? Two nights back-to-back, 4 goal efforts, both guys lose after putting up 4. Does anybody else here want to chip into the cause, for Christ's sake? He's now got 11 goals in 7 games, which is just
ridiculous.
And we talked about it last week before he's this binge that he's been on, this scoring. He's got 44 playoff games. 74 points. He, in a point per game kind of, is one of the most productive playoff performers in NHL history. Now, it's only 44 playoff games, and he'll add to that.
That's
but
a fair amount.
I'll tell you, and I think he, something, his first 4, he didn't have any points or something like that, had a bit of a rough go his first couple playoff outings anyway. 52 points in his last 25 playoff games, if you need it. So decent.
Jeez.
How would that go?
Decent.
That's right. But the worry, Rhett, is that Connor McDude may be battling a bit of a knee issue. Ooh. Knee, leg, lower body after a bit of a knee-on-knee situation in that LA series. Not as explosive. I would love to be that kind of not explosive. Oh, you just don't look like yourself. Sign me up.
There's one reason that Connor McDavid is being and maybe he does, but have a bit of a boo-boo, but there's one reason that people are worried about Connor McDavid. It's because Leon Draisaitl is kicking the shit out of every team he plays against, and they expect McDavid to be better than Leon, and it's like, I don't know that that's possible right now.
That's fair.
There's the only reason there's any concern about McDavid is because Leon is even better. Like, yeah. It's a stupid thought process.
Well, and everyone's hurt. Like, you see Mark Stone, we watched that video this morning, like, oof, coming off back surgery into the playoffs. He's
we
laboring.
Showed that video, and I know the guys on Hockey Night showed the clips there. You could see during the course of play how he was kind of goal and an assist. Still found a way to chip in with a goal and an assist. So that guy's got balls, if you want to talk about balls. But
that's how many points does McDavid have?
McDavid has 12. Draisaitl has 15.
In 8 games?
7.
So hardly.
Hardly acceptable.
He's horseshit.
Yeah, hardly acceptable.
Well, and I mean, Leon's – look, he's – one of the best players on earth. He's found a new level in the playoffs. You could ask whether he's giving it his all. There's a lot of nights in the regular season. You're like, I didn't really want to play tonight. It's kind of like that Jagr versus where I think McDavid's more like a guy like Wayne, where he feels this pressure to be at his best every night. But like Leon's eating on the power play. They're at, you said it this morning, 57%.
57%.
He's got 5 of his 11 goals on the man advantage.
And I know Bieksa talked about it last night. He's one of the best passers in the league, and he can shoot it. That one-time shot, do you ever see him flub it or whiff on it? It's hard.
One of the best shooters in the league as well.
Every single time. And he's got some great passes coming to him on that power play, and they set that same play up, point, McDavid, seam, scores. But his ability to one-time that thing is incredible.
The other thing is 36% of his shots have gone in. Like if Ovi even got to half that, he would have scored nearly 100 goals in his heyday. Like that's due to come back to earth.
Okay.
McDavid's shooting less than 10%. You put those guys at the same number, McDavid's out producing him. But yeah, he's been fucking awesome.
Draisaitl, not that good. Ryan Pinder.
That's exactly what I didn't say.
I don't think that's...
No, I'm saying he's on a heater right now. Everything he's touching is going in. Is it going to continue to go in at the same rate? Do you expect him to have 22 goals through 14 games?
That's exactly what I said.
I don't.
But again,
I asked you the question.
The mistakes in their own zone coming back to haunt them. You score four terrible in the playoffs on the road. Not bad.
Should
be enough if you get four on the road. Desharnais and Nurse and Desharnais and Desharnais again. Yeah, it was not a...
It's a lot for a young guy.
Not a stellar night for them. So with that, with one game under the belt, Warren and I both picked the Oilers in a short series, which it still can be. I guess five is still short. Yeah. But
they did last year in the second round. Don't need to remind Flame fans of that.
Do you take anything from last night in terms of your Oiler pick, or is this just part of the playoffs?
I think it's part of the playoffs. The only thing that I can say is if the Oilers want to play that way defensively, they will be in trouble. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot more to give, and they said as such, yeah.
Yeah, the D was no good. I thought Skinner could have made a save or two, and when you don't, those are the results you get. So I still think the Oilers have it, but they're going to have to. They win. They did in the prior series, as opposed to how loose they were last night. That Desharnais was terrible.
Skinner's got a 3.68 and an 883. He's 3-3 in the playoffs. Should be 3-4 if not for the 5-goal rally where Jack Campbell came in and picked up a W, erasing one of his L's.
Yeah, that was a 3-0 first period.
After 20 minutes, they pull him. So is that championship goaltending? Nope. But are they outscoring a lot of his issues? Yep. And is it just Stuart Skinner? No, of course not. That's a shitty decor that, you saw a significant boost when they added Ekholm. But there's not enough guys good in their own end on that group. Like, Nurse has had a miserable postseason.
First regulation loss for the Oilers in 22 games, if you need it. But I'm with you. I think that there's a lot of things. The power play, as we know, has been great. But if it can come back to earth, too. 60% seems hard to sustain.
Well, they were set a record this year. And what was it, like 34, 35%?
Yeah.
It's half of what they're at now, practically.
So even if you get back to that, you're still at a pretty good clip. I don't know. It does feel like that not sustainable.
Well, I mean, 5-on-5, you think they're outscoring people?
Vegas said they loved their game 5-on-5.
Their own?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd love playing Edmonton if they keep playing like that too.
And would they have 3 power plays last night? It's not as though you put them on the power play a ton. They scored twice on it.
Drysdale had 2.
Vegas had a couple. In the other game, Rhett, we were very excited. This was going to be a track meet, and this was going to be all this. It was kind of over in a hurry. It felt like Carolina jumped out early. Schmid got pulled. Back goes Vanacek. 5-1 final. But, it's this young Devils team. It's game one off of a big win. They've got Lindy Ruff.
I turned the TV on, and it was right about the point when the Devils scored, and I think that was their second shot or something.
Yeah. They gave up
it was in the
nothing.
Second period.
Yeah, they gave up one shot in the first.
What?
One shot.
Yeah.
So.
Tidy.
Yeah. I found another...
Come on, Brunette. Do a better job.
Come on, Brunette. I found another... We shared it on the Pinder Report yesterday, I guess it was. With everything going on with the Leafs, and of course they lose game one, but Leaf fans don't know what to do with themselves. What do we do? Are we going out? Are we staying home? How do we... Second round, we don't know what we're doing. There were some internet detectives who found some photos online, and you have to respect that. We are sometimes criticized for taking pleasure out of other people's misfortune, the Schadenfreude-esque way of going about business. So this was the photo from game one against Florida in Toronto. There's a couple of happy Panther fans, maybe a father and daughter, love and life. And somebody must have recognized, did I not see? So that's game one against Florida. Didn't I see? I recognized, guy's got salt and pepper here. Against Tampa Bay, I could have sworn there was a shot of someone similar. It feels like maybe it was even in the same, you know, the same place.
Well, that's a New Jersey too.
I know, yeah. But then if you go back, so then there is a photo. Actually, you know what? As it turns out, yeah, they were at the Tampa Bay series as well.
Come on.
In Tampa jerseys. Well, so what you're saying is this guy, this girl, they are they just going to Leaf games?
To troll? And how much do we love it?
And then there was this one from the... So the dude is there. He's got an Arizona Coyotes jersey on. What is the story here? As the internet does, they keep going a little bit deeper. And
no
sure as shit,
way.
Look at dude. Flyers, Habs, Kraken, Colorado, Arizona. Season ticket holder. Must have jerseys for every team. Goes to the rink. Lower bowl and cheers on
awesome.
Every visiting team.
Hey, he's got more success since 1967 than the local team.
That is quite a troll job,
it's
right?
It's phenomenal. Good work.
Isn't that great? He's so happy.
He's going to get some coverage, right? Like somebody's going to interview this guy and find out what's behind all this.
That's amazing.
Then he'll get suckered outside in that stupid mosh pit and...
Fast forwarding through the Seattle Kraken game in like December to find that. That's
somebody,
unbelievable.
Yeah, somebody. That's who. Reminder with all the playoff games, we have Canadian teams. Volume up. You want to go to a place, you go, I want to hear the play-by-play. I want to hear what's going on. You go to Mad Rose Pub, volume up. Hockey fans, real fans at Mad Rose Pub in Royal Oak. 15 Royal Vista Place. Have the pizza, have the poutine, have the wings. The food is top floor. Sundays, Mondays, and Saturdays, kid friendly. 20 beers on tap. You can take out, but I would say go in and enjoy yourself. Great people, great atmosphere. 15 Royal Vista Place, and yeah, they got all the games on. Bunch of TVs behind the bar, up on the wall. Good stuff.
I got the Rhett stamp of approval when he was back.
Did get the Rhett stamp of approval for sure. It did. Mad Rose Pub, get up there.
Muted.
We'll do the Pinder report.
Yep.
In a moment. How do you feel?
Like shit.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
I'm very eagerly anticipating building the deck furniture and then hopefully climbing into the rack for another hour or two.
Building the deck furniture.
Wow. You take it down every year, then you got to put the legs back on, screw them back
in.
Oh,
I see.
I think you should just nap.
I also agree with
that.
You
can do that tomorrow.
The warden has other ideas for me.
Oh, dear. Did she have a good time?
She had a great time.
Yeah.
It was her family.
I was going
to
say,
she doesn't get to see the Aussies a ton.
Yeah.
It was great.
Have you noticed, and I thought about this, with so much news going on, are we at all concerned we haven't heard from Aussie Brad?
I do, yeah.
Right? This is major franchise-altering stuff.
I better send him a note.
And our friend Aussie Brad is usually somewhat semi-regular with updates. From his man cave.
Yeah.
By what, Melbourne? Where is it? Aussie friend. I worry about him. Maybe he's not taking all of this well. I hope everything's okay. St. Eugene Golf Resort, Spa, Casino. What else do you need? What do you want? Come on, get over it. Championship golf course. Spa, restaurants, mountains, all directions. One of the more beautiful spots you could ever hope to spend some time in. And they want to see you. Get your reservations, steugene.ca. We've talked about that Spring Swing Golf Package. On sale now, but not for much longer. May 17th is when it ends. $259, starting at $259. You and a friend can enjoy a one-night stay and a round of golf, including a power cart. Get after it.
Love it.
Limited time offer. Book it now. Of course, the tee sheet, and it's going to start booking up. They're not waiting for you. They're not turning away business waiting for you, donkeys. Get it done. And by donkeys, I mean the best kind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Our guys.
Appreciate
our donkeys.
Twitter, Instagram, at St. Eugene Resort. Online, steugene.ca. And again, the rumor mill around here suggesting, maybe, road trip.
I mean, it'd be rude not to.
It's right there.
A little decompression, just like Ozzy Brad. Maybe we just take a little time off social media. Go hang out there. Hot pools, golf.
That's what you need. Yeah. You guys have been getting a lot of...
downtime.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you got to... take care of yourself. I've been getting so many dumb like calls that spam texts,
especially
and calls.
With the election coming. Yeah, all kinds of garbage. Can you guys, all of you, lose my number, please? Holy fuck!
The last 2 or 3 days, it's been almost nonstop. I'm gonna take my phone and throw it out the window. Christ.
It's been a while since we
how do they do this? Red, are you at all concerned?
Because well, this is why he's got the little, you gotta dial, press the number before he answers his phone.
Are you all concerned about the
robo-dialing
getting all of our information?
The man has your information, Dean. If the man wants it, he'll get it. I don't think there's not a lot of, I mean, unless you're willing to do a deep dive and spend a month or two learning about how to hide your info, I think you're effed. So
the other thing is, if you just send in a blood sample of your own DNA, they have that information.
That's right. Yeah.
I love that you laugh. I love that you laugh at it. Like, it's so fucking hard to get your DNA. Like,
no, it's just
drink out of a cup.
It was just funny. That's all. Cause you know, Rhett wouldn't want to share that. And then it was like,
here, I'll show you some. Hang on. This came to my house yesterday.
Something like that.
This came to my, like 20.
We encourage you to join us on YouTube. We're live every day on the YouTube with cameras and pictures and all kinds of stuff. I am very aware that some of the stuff that we do is not great for the audio portion of the audience.
So Rhett's left his seat.
We do care about
you. He's going to collect mail.
Rhett has gone away. The artwork is really something. As we sit there, it's...
what do you see?
Was it those Rorschach blot things? I don't know.
Yeah.
I would be bad at these sorts of things. And plus half of my screen's covered up with something here. What do you see?
I told you like a week into it. The one on the left's a martini glass and there's just like a little napkin holder in front of it. And then the other one's looking above. There's two limes and a martini glass.
I feel like on the left, it's some lady in a dress.
Oh, hello, Dino.
Yeah. She got a big, big spirit.
Huge personality.
Huge personality.
Just your personality. Let's go.
Yeah. I can't figure out the other one. It feels like somebody's, if you're like looking up from the bottom of a toilet or something, some guy's hoop.
Okay.
You could probably mix in a salad too, that guy. Hey, look, Green Drop. There it is on the screen. Green Drop. Spring colors are in. Green Drop. Now is the time. This my big overgrown tree in my front yard. She's getting green.
Ooh.
Leaves are coming out.
We came back all of a sudden green today.
Already green grass popping through. Get after it. It's time. Green Drop is, it's point A to point B, straight line to having one of the best lawns in your neighborhood. It's easier than you think. Go online, greendrop.com. We've been telling you about the different packages that they have. You go to the beautiful premium package, fertilization, micronutrients, weed control. It also includes aeration, overseeding, the Green Drop exclusive soil booster to help that lawn stay healthy and lush all year long. Greenkeepers come by, they put the treatment on, do all the work for you. They leave a little kind of thing saying, hey, we were here. Here's what we would recommend you doing. and then they leave. Safe for pets, just a few minutes, and it's 100% guaranteed. If you're not satisfied, they will return and make things right.
Okay, Rhett's returned here.
GreenDrop.com. Do it today. GreenDrop.com. And if you go on the if you're on that YouTube, like I was telling you, click on that QR code right there. You're going to save a little bit of money, a little savings for the barn burner people right there. So Warner is back. You got something. What, it was sent to you? Give us the what's
mail. Mail time.
No. My mother-in-law went to a outdoor survival course the other day. Now picture that, your 70-year-old mother-in-law. And she came back with she got us one of these. So apparently you need this fancy bag. It's some Mission Darkness.
Oh yeah.
Combating digital threats. So what you do is you get a fancy laptop or a computer or an extra spy phone, and you put it in this bag here. So when the electronic pulse gets sent out, and it shocks all of your electronics and wipes out all the systems that you use, your phone and all that stuff. If it's in that bag,
you're good.
You're all good.
Yeah, neutron bomb. Watch out for that.
I didn't know I was in danger of that.
Well, careful,
team.
I haven't been to any of these survival.
The end times are near.
Nut bar meetings that they're holding.
Yeah.
You don't fall along. You're not a part.
I know. I'm not.
So
what
is this?
You know, say I wanted one of those bags. What's that going to run a guy in 2023?
I don't know.
Probably not giving those away, right?
This one's not bad. I see one for $300, but that's a big duffel bag.
What kind of price can you put on your electronics, though? Come on.
$5,500. Yeah, it depends on how big you need, Dean. Like if you want a whole computer system bag, it's $300. You got to be careful here.
Have any of us had that happen? Where
a neutron bomb? No.
Our phones or laptops or iPads or tablets or Surface, that it gets zapped and we lose everything? Has that happened? I didn't know that was a...
No, you don't doomsday prepare for non-doomsday events. That would be a doomsday event. Just because you've never needed a basement room filled with water doesn't mean you won't.
So because I've never had...
A neutron bomb.
That bag.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't need it.
You're prepping for end time.
Thank God for your mother-in-law.
Well, you just wait. When this
I know you
happens,
keep saying that, Red. We'll you say it over and over help. Again, but I got to agree with you. Thank God for your mother-in-law. Yeah. Thank
I'm
God.
I'm safe. Meatballs and bags for my electronics.
That's right.
No, I should probably go to volume.
And I'm sure there's other things, but, you know, the meatballs for sure. Stu, the Pinder Report, a presentation of Village Honda located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Top dollar. That's what they're paying right now for your used vehicle. They've got $1 million to do it. They want to jam that lot full of quality used vehicles, and there's only one way to do it, and that's to maybe get you to drop yours off, come to a deal, and if you do, Tropical Cruise for two.
Bam.
Find out all of the details online at villagehonda.com, your dealership for life. Village Honda presents the Pinder Report.
Fellas, we are back, and I brought a gift. It's called Montezuma's Revenge.
Delicious.
What is Montezuma's Revenge, you ask, Rhett? Well, the simple Wikipedia Googling will tell you that it's diarrhea experienced by tourists after drinking water or eating food in Mexico as a result of microorganisms which native Mexicans are immune to. We back.
So what?
See, if you were just native Mexican, you'd be fine.
And I'm not. One of the things that was fun I found was the beaches and the beer and the warm weather and the swinging palm trees. Got some visuals of
Dean,
that as well. So.
Yeah.
Dean, do you mind standing up and smelling his hair?
No chance.
Salty.
No chance. We talked about that too. What was that thing like in the humidity and heat?
It was tucked under a huge one of those straw hats that was destroyed by the end of the week.
Hot though, right? Like itchy hot. You got some gross bugs and shit.
Check this
back
out. All
right,
Check this out. Check this out. So this is a Shell Ha. Look at
what?
Oh yeah.
Check that out.
The boys are jacked. Just walk.
Is that a...
That is four water slides. Two by two. Two blues and two whites. And that's, yeah. You see Kaczynski there at the bottom? Unreal.
Gotta stop calling him that.
He's getting older. He's starting to figure it out.
He's getting too old for that.
Yeah. Anyway, bunch of fun. It was great. And thank you for putting up with me being away for a week.
So great.
Dino recommended this place. It was absolute.
I've been there. I've done that. The old cliff jump.
Very good.
Kid lost one of his shoes.
Oh.
It was great. I spent the rest of the day with friggin' one shoe on. That wasn't a big deal.
Nope.
God almighty.
Awesome.
That doesn't pass for a cliff in my world. I'm sorry. Wow. That's
kid seven.
As a child, sure. No. As a child, yes. I'm talking for the big boy over there. I want to see that triple size when you hop off the next cliff.
5 meters? Is that the minimum?
Do the reverse triple.
It's a 10-meter board at the pool. It's a 10-meter board at the pool.
Ooh, 10-meter is... Woo! Your stomach starts doing what mine's been doing for 8 hours here if you're on the 10-meter.
I'm glad this started when you got home and not halfway through the flight.
That makes two of us. Well, probably a whole plane full, to be honest.
I was on a flight one time, and we were at the point, there was some guy dying in the bathroom, that they literally said through the door,
ding,
you either have to come out now,
or
you have to come out now and we're leaving without you.
Oh, dear.
You have to take your seat and deal with this, or you have to leave.
So you're on the tarmac still.
Because we need to take off. Oh, and he was in a bad way. I'm not laughing. It's not funny.
I'm laughing.
But, yeah, dude has a serious issue on his hands for sure.
All right, let's go to the Wranglers, boys. Last night, a chance to wrap up that Pacific semifinal. Down 3-1, finishes 3-2. Abbotsford wins. It's a 2-1 series. Now, remember, Abbotsford's got the last three games in this series because it's
they earned
conspiracy
it.
Against Rhett. And you want more? FlamesNation.ca's got the article. Here's a look at the schedule as well as the Wranglers and Canucks will square off Friday. That's tomorrow. It's Hawaiian T-shirt day. And if necessary, Sunday, which would give Abby three home games.
Three?
What the fuck?
And there was a little bit of bad blood at the end of the game last night. There's some ill will.
Ill will?
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sorry, jumping around on Alex a bit there. Let's go to some Flames news now. As Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts had some very Flamesy notes yesterday, talking about new coach, potentially a captain. Let's have a read. Players want to make sure that the coach can handle the players that had issues with Sutter this year. Players want a captain, and Brunette, Huska, and Love considered candidates for the Flames. Quick reaction to that, Rhett.
I like the last one, I guess. I'm cool with all those ideas for coach. I think they're all are well warranted. Players want a captain. Play like a effing captain, then.
Didn't see one.
It's
this
real
year.
Simple.
Yeah.
Be a captain. There's no one in that room that should be handed a C just because. That's BS.
Agreed.
Now, the players know best. Yeah, guy on the last year of his contract.
I hear you.
Right? And again, maybe it is Chris Tanev, but it doesn't. A captain C is earned. And the players know the best in the room. Maybe they felt or know who runs the room and who sets the tone for the team. But we sure as hell didn't see it on the ice. So for me, something's amiss there, right? Because absolutely, it's a player's thing. And the room just should be part of the decision. But as a captain, you're supposed to lead the team on the ice, not be a nice guy in the room, right? And we didn't see anyone who showed any of those characteristics this last year. I have an issue that for the players to go, we want a captain? Okay, well, so we just pick one because you need one? it to me, it speaks of a weak dressing room.
Well, and I was going to say, Rhett, how big a part of the whole situation is that?
Right?
You talk about guys got to want to play in Calgary and you got to want to be here and you got to be able to elevate all this sort of thing. But when you have a locker room full of guys and you really have to squint to say, well, this guy, I guess, could be a captain. How change the coach, change the GM.
Terrible.
It's a huge part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, really we said it. There's, you could have had six candidates at the beginning of the year. Nobody grabbed it unless you're going to go lead by example guy, but like Tanev, but it's the last year of his deal. And he's, you know, started missing some time as he's done most of his career. And he's not a vocal guy. And that doesn't mean he can't be a leader. But if that's your best candidate, we're squinting. There's a lot of A's there. I don't see a C.
I would put Rasmus Anderson as my leading candidate moving forward.
He's here for a while.
He's here for a while. Young, plays hard. You had a thought on the first point there, Rhett.
Well, that's the most interesting one. I think two and three go hand in hand, and you're dealing – I think one and two go hand in hand, yeah. And you're dealing with three because of those two things.
Yeah.
What the hell does number one mean?
Well, and I think we would understand that Daryl's on one end of the spectrum. He sort of would be filed alongside Keenan and Hartley on the easy to hard. So I don't think you're going to pull in the next Daryl as your next head coach necessarily.
That's not the way I'm reading that.
That's not how I read it either. I get the we don't want Daryl. I'm reading it as half the room or a certain amount of players are saying, fine, get a new coach.
But make sure
but these crybabies had better fucking respond to the new guy because they didn't have issues with the old guy.
Yeah.
And we found Rhett's ghostwriting name as well. It's Rick Bell.
Rick Bell, yeah, well done. Yeah, it's not without concern.
For sure.
The GM and the coach can change, and there will be some enthusiasm around that, and there will be some hype in that for next season. And we talked to Craig Button yesterday, and this may be a playoff team, but it's a problem.
If it's a playoff team, it's not a problem, but you know.
Not if you, but it, well, those I guess two what's the point, goal to sneak in? What's the goal to sneak into the playoffs or to have a cohesive team?
What did we just watch in the first round? Like Seattle and fucking Florida won wild cards. Like again, is people yeah, hate hearing though, it? It's a crapshoot tournament. It is.
Okay,
I would suggest those teams have their shit together. Dean.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yes, but just a sec.
Well, kind of.
And we talked about this yesterday, Pinder. Dean said that exact same thing to me. Where does Florida moving on?
Seattle?
Does just getting in the playoffs, after seeing what's happened this year, does just getting in the playoffs change your opinion on, you know, what we've discussed with the Flames? And my response to Dean was, and I believe this is, just sneaking into the playoffs, and I use Buffalo as an example. If Buffalo just snuck into the playoffs this year, absolute home run.
Yeah.
But it's a home run because they snuck in and they're young.
I agree.
They're sneaking in as a young team.
So what
I don't think sneaking in with this lineup that the Flames have speaks to strength. I think it speaks to weakness. You have a couple-year window or gap that you're supposed to be winning in.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be sneaking into the effing playoffs.
So how do you feel about Florida, who finished the regular season with 1 point less than the Flames?
Was they were a President's Trophy team last year.
Right, and the Flames won the division last year. So comparable. They both make...
I can be completely wrong. I think they've had a game plan in Florida for a long time, and they've got a lot more youth than we do. They play a completely different game. They're a pain in the ass to play against. Mm-hmm. They skate like the wind. I think it's a completely different squad.
Yeah, and again, you're going to want to skate better next year and get younger and do all the things that, you know. But Florida, that was a miserable regular season that was saved by the last 2 weeks.
And there again, you have Barkov, who's a superstar. You have Ekblad, who's a first overall pick. You have Tkachuk, who's 100-plus. And mm-hmm. You could argue he could be a Hart Trophy candidate kind of a guy with yep. the season that he's had. Yep. You don't have any of that here.
No, but they've got issues too. They're spending $14 million on two goalies that didn't start the playoffs for them. Like,
but just team to team, just on the ice, the product that's on the ice right now, I don't, I just, it's...
Do you think the Calgary Flames could beat out the beat out Florida
or no, Boston? But I didn't think Florida could be Boston. I didn't think Seattle could be Colorado. There's lots of crazy shit happens. If you told me the Flames got good goaltending for 2 weeks and were a tough out, I think that's a reasonable outcome too.
To a point, I agree. And I do. I agree because it is kind of a – it is one of those things. But it just
Hey,
I'm not – if I'm a Flames fan – sorry, Rhett, and I'll get out of the way. If I'm a Flames fan, I'm not satisfied that the coach and GM are out and they're going to make a change.
No, you need to see the change from the players now. Yeah, I agree.
When the players are going into meetings and saying, the next guy better be able to deal with these guys, with some of these players, it says to me there's not a rift, but there's issues, there's a division in the room. There's some guys that look at other guys like, and recognize it.
Yeah,
that the coach is going to have an issue with some guys in this room. He better be able to handle it.
Well, and vice, if you read the quote, it's vice versa. It's the players better be able to handle the new coach. Like, it's okay, Sutter's gone. You better make it work with this guy. No more bullshit that we saw.
Forget what I was going to say. Okay. But to what you were just saying, what we were just saying there is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if people take it as standing up or sticking up for Daryl, everyone. Like, you read Rick Bell's column and then read the comments, there are a lot of idiots out there, and that's all fine and good. But the popular opinion is Daryl's just a complete moron and out. But those comments there confirm it's not just Daryl. So don't – his head rolled. That's fine. He made mistakes. Great. It ain't just Daryl. So those problems in the room are there till somebody effing fixes them.
Yep.
Right?
100%.
So.
I don't think people are saying Daryl's an idiot. I think people were saying Daryl wore on a lot of people. Players, coaches, front office.
People do say Daryl's an idiot and the worst and this and that. You go back and forth. You're funny because on one hand, you're very strong and it was Daryl's fault. On the other hand, we're not saying he's a bad guy or you are.
No, like, what I'm saying is there's on a good lot authority of and this year. And that. That's all. And that's Daryl was
fine,
a big
Ryan, one. Yeah. But you yeah.
It doesn't have to be binary,
but
right?
So was the room and so issue. Were the players.
Yeah, I agree.
I know, but that anyway. And I forget what I was going to say about Florida Panthers squeaking in.
Forgot.
I know. I mean, it's weird. We won't have time ever again to discuss this stuff.
We're so short on time.
Yeah.
So many topics we need to get
into. Let's look at last night's action.
On the internet.
I'm almost done there. Yeah. My voice is fucking cratered.
Yeah, no, this is good.
It's great.
Yeah.
Last night, finals. We talked about the Oilers. Mark Spector was not happy with his teenage children.
Uh-oh.
They fall 6-4. A rout in Carolina, who quietly have taken care of business nicely this year without a couple of their best players. And, Santa Monica, baby. Why travel when you could collect vitamin D? Why have more radiation, Dean, when you could have less? Well, because maybe it hurts to play with sunburn.
It's a short hop over to Vegas. You don't want to spend too much time in Vegas. Drive. All the smoke in the casinos and stuff. It's bad for your lungs.
Here's tonight's slate as well, as we've got another pair, including, two teams I think a lot of people like to win, looking to even up their series. Seattle's been absolute. What? Nobody saw this coming.
They have been a thorn in the side of their opponents.
A thorn indeed.
Prickly.
Right. I picked him, Pinder. I'm all in on the crack.
You missed him in round
Roll
one.
Tide.
Roll Tide.
That's right.
Roll Tide.
Hook 'em horns.
Well, it's the ocean. They're on the ocean. It's the roll. The tide is rolling.
But it was bad for the Oilers to be on the ocean. Remember? Specter. Mole Tide.
No.
Matthew Tkachuk.
They needed to go home to their oval dressing room and relax and hear the praises of the Northern Albertans to feed their egos.
Those guys can get a coffee in Edmonton right now? Holy shit. You've seen you think it's the first time humans landed on the moon, the Oilers being in round two with the best player on Earth for the second year in a row. Holy Christ.
I think I, what, it was on last night where they showed the stat. Like, who are the top 4 or 5 point per game producers in the playoffs in the history of the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there were 3 effing Oilers on that list.
So they've been here before, is what we're led to believe. This is the first time they've been around.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to verify that fact. Matthew Tkachuk's had a monster playoffs. It's weird because he hadn't in Calgary. Remember? He was one of those guys that was like, why isn't this clicking? It feels like playoff hockey should be for Tkachuk. 1 point away from matching his career totals in Calgary, and that includes a play-in round against Winnipeg. Now, he's concussed against Dallas that year.
That wasn't the playoffs. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Hainsey had those numbers. It's sad.
Is it possible, like, Cali is very close to Mexico, right? Could they have got the Montezumas in
I feel like the food in Santa Monica and the water, much better.
A case of the trots, like our buddy Pinder.
It's a lot of cases I'm dealing with all of a sudden. Good thing you can get anything in a pharmacy.
Look,
there.
That's that Desharnais. That's why he was. That's why he was the shits last night.
Just last night.
Jesus, fella. Is there no one in the press box that can play for this guy? Just he's got the squirts. Can't play D. Here, take the puck. I can't have the puck. I got the diarrhea.
I haven't seen a stain on the ice since like Brian Elliott let that goal in against the Ducks. Okay, finally, now there's no fit. No better fit than like Snoop Dogg in the city of Ottawa, right? When you think of one, you think of the other.
Yes.
Just magic. Snoop is gearing up and joining a bid to buy the Ottawa Senators, Rhett. If you think Ryan Reynolds is cool, wait till you get a load of Snoop Dogg. Huh? Gary must be loving this. This is an absolute bonanza for a shitty rink and a small market-ish team where they couldn't sell out games in a Stanley Cup final 5 years ago. This is wild. I love it. They're going to get $1 billion and then have to build a rink.
I'm very excited, said Dog.
Mr. Dog said he loved Ottawa. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. My kind of town, Ottawa.
Where just the only place he's been is bare facts, like Rhett.
That's faux shizzle.
Other sports. Vladdy hit a mammoth bomb into the wind at Fenway last night. Let's have a watch. This is quite impressive, Rhett. The wind was blowing in at Fenway.
Well, you got the it's the monster, but it's a short.
Oof. In the air to left field.
It almost hits the lights.
The wind can't do a thing about this one.
I didn't see the ball come down.
Dude.
Were they on the ball?
There's another angle that does it justice. I don't think it's in this clip, but it almost hits the light stanchion way above the monster.
So it goes above the wall, over the fans, over the street, and I think almost over the parking lot that's across the street.
You might have hit home plate before it landed into the wind.
Unbelievable.
I've dropped 4 in a row.
Is he putting some... I don't know.
No, he's losing.
They lost?
They lost. They got Gausman today wrapping a 4-game set.
You know.
Kikuchi lost.
These guys.
I know. And it's May, so the season's over.
Oh, it's early in the year. Doesn't matter.
No, they just won 6 in a row. They gave 4 right back. And your boys, you're going to love this, Rhett. This has finally happened. Lamar Jackson inks his $260 million 5-year deal.
Is that you?
It's some good-looking shit. Flow. 185.
Is that you signing autographs down in Cancun? He
averaged 14 points per game last year. He was terrible.
He was hurt a lot last year.
Reward him with this.
Well,
oh, please.
Oh, he was. I mean, he wasn't good when he was healthy, but he was hurt as well.
It's amazing. These. So who will be the next one? Like, when is...
Herbert's up soon.
I was going to say Herbert.
Joe Burrow's up soon.
And then Burrow.
Yeah. They both had their fifth-year options exercises this offseason.
Learn to throw, kids.
Well,
learn to throw.
There's, you know, 25 of these guys that get crazy now.
Oh, still. They started to learn at some point.
They did.
Do the backups to see how much the backups are making.
That's true. The backups do all right.
Be a third stringer, son. I don't care. Hold that clipboard. Don't drop that son of a bitch either. Because if you drop it and they see you drop it, then you're going to hang on to it.
I'll find another guy that can
hang on tight.
Okay. And finally, the shoveler sent another video.
Oh, it's nice.
It's a pitcher, excuse me. No. you know, there's division of labor around the house. Everyone's got something they're good at. But the shoveler was saying the dryer wasn't working well, and it's usually Rhett's job to, you know, do some of the laundry.
Is this one of those weird video clips?
No, this is just a picture. So Rhett, the thing about a dryer is you gotta clean the lint trap. It's not gonna work.
Oh my. Fire hazard.
See, you're wearing that black shirt. You wear a lot of dark clothing.
Yeah. You're lucky that rental house hasn't gone up in flames.
Whoo. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know what else is some good ones is when people have the, what do you call it? The in-house vac or whatever, the central vac. Mm-hmm. And you,
oh, central vac.
We haven't emptied it for 2 years. Christ. Yeah. You still need to empty it. Like that's,
it doesn't disappear.
The shit's going somewhere. Yeah. Right. And wow. It's an eye opener. Gross.
That is the Panda Report.
There it is.
So good.
Panda Report presentation of Village Honda. I think a tropical cruise. If you go on the tropical cruise that you get, don't drink the tap water.
Drink the bottled water.
Have bottled water. Be smart. Be normal. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be a pinder.
Get your piece of the $1 million buy-in event. Get cash for your vehicle. Village Honda pays top dollar. They'll throw in that tropical cruise. What a deal. VillageHonda.com. Your dealership for life. There you go. What are we doing for time? How are we? Because I gotta get you out of here. You sound
here.
Like...
I'm not. Yes, I was just gonna say. I don't think this is a situation where you run long today, Dean. I think that guy sitting beside you there is in tough shape. I think you want to run a tight ship today for him, your partner.
Next time, just take another day. Take a day on the back end. Because you're a bag of dicks when you come back from holidays. Every single time.
Like clockwork.
Like you may as well not. Like it's. Just take the extra day.
What time did you land? Oh, like be so hard 10 on them, PM. Dean. Relax.
And then you got to wait for your damn bags.
Yes, terrible. Right, unless you're back before noon, you should take the next day.
New
rule. Into the medicine new cabinet. Rule. Like, what can't I take right now? Which two things can't I mix? Tranquilize me. Let's go.
No, I don't think everybody deals with this. Pinder is on about a 100% clip.
Dude, every single time.
Yeah.
Vegas, Nashville,
yeah.
LA. My buddy's golf trip every year.
So when
he lives differently. That's fine. Life choices. Just tack on an extra day off.
No gout. No gout, Rhett. Huh?
Do not jinx yourself.
Shy away from the alcohol for a bit.
All right, well, I got a couple things I got to get through that if we're going to wrap the show up here. I want to tell you about the hearing loss clinic. Hearing loss, what does this say? I wrote something down here. Yeah, I can't read that. There are 9 locations. We talked about the 4 in Calgary. There's a Shaughnessy location, University District, Northwest in the Crowfoot Business Center, and the North Hill Professional Offices. But did you know there are 5 just across the border? In British Columbia. Cranbrook, Creston, Fernie, Golden, and Invermere all have a hearing loss clinic center.
Usually when we're going down to St. Eugene. Hmm?
And it's one of those things. It's not like you wake up one day, ooh, I think my hearing has changed. I suddenly, my suffering hearing loss. It happens gradually. And you may not even know it. And if you do know it, then and you haven't gone, then you best get on it. Kind of like myself. It's time.
Maybe you've had an idiot with a boombox sitting next to you on the beach for a week. That'd be a good time to check your hearing.
Yeah, and jibber-jabbering in your ear hole for a week. Men and women of all ages. And of course, children can suffer from hearing loss. Serious health risks have been linked to untreated hearing loss. On Twitter, at The Hearing Loss. Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. They are very proud of the business that they have built. We ask that you support them and go and get your hearing checked out. Hearingloss.ca. Book yourself a consultation soon. May see you there. Got to talk to Rhodesy. Kind of things are back on the level now. Appears that the Flames have fired or gotten rid of everybody that they can. Don't know. When are they going to hire? Because you can't hire a coach. Maloney said you don't hire a coach without the GM.
Well, I feel like the coaching candidates we mentioned, 2 of the 3, busy.
Because that would be Bass backwards. Very busy. To do it that way, you know, bring in a coach and then a GM. It's like, oh, these guys, they different philosophies. You can't have it.
We'll get that cover letter for you tomorrow, Red. I feel like the GM is front burner.
No, is that a job that you have to apply for, the GM? They know you. You played for the team.
Well, they know. They just might not know he's interested. They see this hotshot with this massively popular podcast.
Yeah.
Famous in two massive NHL markets.
Multinational.
Probably wondering if...
International.
Well, wondering if I want to give up the massive career that I've created for myself.
Yeah.
So you got to write the cover letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we still know some people down in the building. Kids. Call over.
We'll get my kids to help out.
Yeah. Okay. Call Depot. Get her to put a good word in or something. Let's do our Bet We Bets.
Right, Betway Bets.
Betway Bets of the day. Get on your Betway app. You didn't do it, eh? You're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
As we knew.
Here's the Betway Bets of the day, plural, for today. It's another Betway boost. You go onto the Betway app. You said, look, there's a boost. They're boosting it. Auston Matthews to score a goal or more, but at least a goal, boosted up to plus 150. Mm. All right. Seattle, Dallas, game two. I think the Dallas Stars respond tonight. Of the two home teams that did not win game one, I think that Dallas is a safer bet to me. And Rupe Hintz to get a point.
Been a star.
Give me the Stars and Hintz with at least a point, plus 125.
Great bet, Steen.
Thanks, Ryan.
Rupe Hintz.
And one final thing. I said it yesterday. The concert was announced, and then they had the pre-sale over at the Grey Eagle. I believe tickets now are on sale.
What are we talking about?
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh.
Mother's Day coming up.
That's a winner right there.
Mother's Day coming up. She is going to be at the Event Center August the 18th.
That sound system they've got in there?
Moms love Sarah McLachlan. What's that favorite... Give us a little bit of that.
I had a Sarah McLachlan
crush.
It was a cassette tape, but it was just like one or two songs on it. So what do they call that?
An EP?
Anyway,
I rented a Jeep one. I remember how good girlfriend loved that.
Yeah.
Some Sarah.
Preheat the oven.
No, that was Katie Lang. Constant craving. And the other one was Jan.
That's what are you doing?
I'm trying to think of some Sarah McLachlan songs. I know there's the...
I Will Remember You. Is that the one?
Of the Angels. That Nick Cage movie? City of Angels? I know she does that Christmas Carol with the Bare Naked Ladies. My woman I live with likes that one. But she's tremendous. We're having some fun. Great. One of the finest, you know what? Serge, our buddy at Tower, he went to see Sarah McLachlan last year. She was here in support of the Owen Hart Foundation. Serge went to the show. He's like, oh, you know, it's Sarah McLachlan, but Martha Hart and the Owen Hart Foundation, I'm going to support it and go. He says, this show is unbelievable. So on the level, and being totally honest with you, she is tremendous. Tickets on sale now, August 18th. Hell of a Mother's Day gift if you're looking for it.
Telling you, I Will Remember You is the banger.
Yeah, that's make you cry.
Yeah.
Make you cry. We've done all we can do today, folks.
Can't do any more.
Appreciate your time and your efforts. Back tomorrow?
Dean, I hope you're not all alone tomorrow.
Do ya?
Dean might be hoping he is alone tomorrow.
See you guys on Monday. I'll be back tomorrow. See you, buddies.
Oilers suck.
There it is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.